Trash.
With Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Okay, so Mick Jagger got, a little bit of fun revenge of Paul McCartney, a little needle of Paul McCartney from the stage the other night. McCartney made those comments about the Stones being a blues cover band. He said, yeah, I would think of the Stones as a blues cover band. We were more broad-based than the Rolling Stones.
We cast our net a little further out than they did.
So Mick on stage the other night at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles started calling out, doing shout-outs to celebrities in the house, as he will do. Leo DiCaprio was there. Lady Gaga was there. And then this.
There's so many celebrities here tonight, of course, you know. Paul McCartney's here, he's going to hope he's going to join us on the blues cover later on.
Did the crowd actually think Paul was there? I'm not sure. Yeah, he said that Paul was going to help us in a blues, in a blues cover. Vince Neil, well, he had some issues Friday night himself. He fell off the stage. And he was walking to the front of the stage. This is in Tennessee. The Monsters in the Mountain Fest in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And they bring in Vince Neil
to rock
the house.
Yeah.
And Vince was getting the crowd, trying to whip them up into a lather, encouraging the crowd to clap along.
The last time we heard Vince on stage, he was blowing his voice out.
So he's trying to get the crowd to work it up a little bit. Going to the front of the stage, getting them to clap when he suddenly fell and dropped out of the camera's view almost instantly. I guess there's a small gap between the speaker and the stage that Vince didn't notice. And down he went.
Mm.
And out he went. Here's his bass player talking to the crowd.
The truth is Vince fell and broke ribs when he fell. He can't breathe, and he's going to get dealt with medically. Now, that sucks for us and him. He was so excited to be here. He lives in Tennessee, but he was willing to stick it out, tough it up on the pair of people back here telling him, don't do it. Let's have one good round of applause, please, for this guy that's tough it up.
So the show went on then because the guitar player, one of the guitar players, decided, hey, I can do this. I can sing the lead. And so the guitar player did. And the crowd probably was like,
huh. Hey, that sounds good. Better than the guy before him.
Yeah. Maybe this is the way it should be from now on, huh? Mm-hmm.
I mean, somewhere Nikki Sixx is just shaking his head like, come on, dude. We got this whole stadium tour to cash in on. Yeah. Big money grab. Get it together.
Well, he should. That's not till next year. You would think he would recover by then. But, yeah, I'd probably tell him to just forget about it. Just don't go back out there again. Just make sure you're in one piece for our tour. And then rock and roll passing here. This is a guy who drummed for Elvis. And for Jerry Garcia, Ronnie Tutt was his name. He was 83. Ronnie joined Elvis in the late 60s.
On the drums in Dallas, Texas, hard-working Ronnie Tutt.
Yeah, that's
hard-working Ronnie Tutt.
That's Ronnie's work right there on the drums. He was one of Elvis's TCBers, the Taking Care of Business band. They got the rings. They got the chains with the TCB on them. Ronnie Tutt went on to drum for a bunch of people, Buckingham and Nicks, Jerry Garcia, many, many, many others. But he'll never forget his time with the King. I mean, that's something else. When you drum for Jerry Garcia and when people ask you about your career, I mean, they want to talk to you about Elvis. You know, your best stories aren't
crazy.
Even Jerry stories. They're probably Elvis stories, I would guess.
On the drums in Dallas, Texas, hard-working Ronnie Tutt.
Ronnie Tutt.
Rest in peace, Ronnie. He was 83. That's the trash. Brad, John, about an hour away from our 9:30 knucklehead rollout.